undone me and you bet I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
Yes, I am. I'm yours. As Jason Mraz.
I'm yours.
Something very
Mraz.
Hello. Something very unstable with his last name.
Yes.
You don't put an M
it's not
and R
phonetic.
Next to
it's
each
not
other.
Not phonetically correct.
M and R don't go next to each
all
other.
All English
ever.
Teachers are upset about it.
So, just
they're
so.
All up in arms.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello, hello.
We had a good time yesterday, did we not?
Yes, we did.
We anniversaried.
We're not going to talk
it
about it.
Up.
We
what?
Did.
We're not going to talk about it?
We're not?
Okay.
Oh.
I was going to talk about the book we read.
Oh, okay.
We went to the lake. We had dirt
where
burgers.
We got married.
Mm-hmm. When one of our first dates ever was to go to this lake where we got married at. And well, the first dates before, you know, when we were dating. We went there, and it's a beautiful little lake here in East Texas. And I was going to impress her by my hamburger cooking prowess. And I was using a little cheap little hibachi I bought at Walmart, or wherever I got it,
yeah.
Walmart, I guess. And it was made out of flimsy tin and stuff, and it didn't work. And I ended up dropping one hamburger in the dirt and the other one in the ashes.
And so he turned to me and said, would you like the
ash burger
or the
dirt burger?
I chose the dirt burger.
She chose the dirt burger. And she went out with me again.
Yeah.
So I knew that she was as hopelessly in love as I was. Anyway.
It was fun, but we read The Notebook that day.
That was a different day.
Oh, well, that's right. That's right. We decided that yesterday.
So and so another time we went to the lake, we read The Notebook.
The whole book.
The whole
in
book,
one day.
In one day. So yesterday, we went back to the lake. We had dirt burgers.
But there was no dirt in them.
No,
he didn't spill anything.
No,
he's gotten
good.
Really good at it over the past 10 years.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had...
We had a picnic, and we sat under the tree in the shade, and we laid there and talked and read the book and mm-hmm. had lunch and... Then we went down and sat in chairs in the lake and walked on the sand and finished reading the book.
Yep.
We got there about 11 and left at 5, and I read the whole entire book out loud.
My mouth is a little dry.
43 pages.
Wow. It was a good book, though.
It was. It was very poetic. You did a good job
Thank
picking
you.
It. And we exchanged our gifts, and he got me a beautiful ring.
And she got me a beautiful ring.
It was funny that we both got rings. I think that's funny that
I
we did
her,
that.
I got her an anniversary band, and she got me an eternity ring.
Yes, an eternity. Well, but mine is an eternity anniversary band. Yes.
Oh, there you go. I thought an eternity anniversary band meant the diamonds go all the way around. Yours are don't go
Mine
all the way
goes
around.
Halfway.
The
diamond, there is a double row of diamonds, but
yeah.
It goes halfway.
Yeah.
I guess that's not then an eternity band.
No, I don't think so.
It's an engagement.
It's an anniversary band.
Yes. Excuse me.
Anyway, so the book we read was called Lighthouse Keeping.
Lighthouse Keeper. The Lighthouse Keeper. That's what it was called.
I thought it was called Lighthouse Keeping.
The Lighthouse Keeper.
Oh, okay. Anyway, and what was the author's mm-hmm. name?
I don't know. It's from England or somewhere. And we thought
and
she was a Christian, but not
it.
So much
I got
as
it.
I was reading the book and having to go, la, 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 we don't need to read that part. And it wasn't a love story. That's the thing.
It
was a love story, but not like a traditional love story.
Yeah, I guess.
It had love in it. And it was a sweet story and very poetic.
It wasn't James Michael. That's
no, not it right. was a woman who wrote it. It was very poetic and it was a good story.
Yes, it was very poetic and...
We enjoyed it.
Yeah, we had to skip some parts. I got it at Half Price Books.
What are you doing?
I was looking for the author. Yeah, it's called Lighthouse Keeping. Which is
oh, it is. Okay.
Jeanette Winterson.
Winterson. Okay.
Yeah.
Lighthouse Keeping.
And it was a very poetic book. Some of the pages just had like half sentences on them. Like, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was very poetic.
But our sentence structure was beautiful, and it was very funny. There was lots of things that made us laugh in it.
Yes, it was funny.
Her viewing
the
of
inflection
things.
And yeah.
Anyway, I got it in the Christian fiction section.
Not a Christian book.
But no. I mean, it wasn't anti-Christian. No. Just, there were some sex scenes in it that were, whew. Whew.
That but, I didn't read out loud.
But my main purpose was to get a romantic book that didn't have rape, murder, abortion, death,
yeah.
cancer.
It's kind of hard in the romance section, isn't
it? It's impossible. They are all horrible. These aren't romance books. These are misery books. What are they? Tragedies.
Tragedy.
These are... I wanted Taming of the Shrew, not Romeo and Juliet.
Anything that says Oprah Book Club, don't read. It's going to be horribly depressing.
They're all tragedies. That's not romance. That's tragedies. Why do they call it the romance section?
Yeah, except for that book, that like 2,000-page book that I read that took place in the first century.
Yeah, that was horrible. You read parts to me of that, and it was just horrid.
But I knew that going in. I wasn't expecting, but it was a beautiful story, though. Yeah. Even though parts of it were horrible, the story itself was really neat.
Well, leave out the horrible parts and just write the sweet book.
Yeah. Sure, I can't handle real
this only
life.
This only had one. It's not real life. Nobody goes through life with death, rape, and cancer in the romantic marriage.
Sometimes it happens.
That's okay, but don't call it a romance.
Okay.
This book had one uncomfortable scene in it, with the Dark. What is his name? Dark.
Yeah.
Dark Babel.
Babel Dark.
Babel Dark and his wife, his second wife.
Mm-hmm.
And our guest.
Yeah, but that was all. Otherwise, the book was good, and we enjoyed it. So it was a good day. So on Friday we're going out for dinner.
Yeah.
We're gonna get dressed up and go someplace nice.
We are.
Oh.
Didn't know that.
We talked about that.
Well, I knew we were going to go out for dinner. I didn't know we were going to get dressed up and go out.
Well, we always get dressed up and go out.
Oh, okay. Normal dressed up and go out. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Not extra dressed up.
It's like a little Garrett suit.
No. It's 80,000 degrees outside
thank
already.
You.
What is that about? It's already hot.
We could have swam yesterday. It was that warm.
Ugh,
and the water was
gross.
Hot.
It was gross. No, I mean, yesterday was very pleasant in the shade. It was very cool, but we were sitting outside and I'm like, How do you dress? It's just hot, no matter what you have on. You're hot. It's hot all the time.
Texas. Welcome to Texas.
Ugh.
Listen, we have songs.
We do.
Yes. And first, we are going to do Chelsea's songs.
All right.
This is Chelsea from itsjustuscast.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert's wife.
Yes.
And she sent both overplays and sleepers. And this is her first overplay.
I'll give her that.
Her comment is, yeah, I know it's the boss, but come on. I am patriotic, but this has got to be too much.
But it's really not patriotic.
It's not patriotic
it's
at all.
It's not a patriotic song if you listen to it. Alrighty. That's good. It's already been overplayed enough. Let's not overplay it again.
It's very intense.
It is. It's very, very intense. The boss is very intense.
The boss is very intense. You got to respect him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially back in then. Like the Thunder Road and all that. Mm-hmm. It's very intense. Okay, so there you go.
It was number one. Alrighty.
And the next one?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with her completely. This song has been played way too much. In fact, twice is too much.
Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take
but what's horrible about this song is it'll play over and over again in your head.
Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go to the Cove? Oh, the Florida Keys.
I turned her mic off.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go and get away from it all.
I was attached to the song because I had a second childhood in Jamaica.
Yes.
So I loved this song.
Why? Because it Kokomo's in Jamaica?
Because it was just talking about the Caribbean and I did it with Jamaica, Aruba, Jamaica.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just liked that.
Okay. I didn't.
And like the movie.
I didn't care for the...
Because he slung bottles.
I don't care for the Beach Boys.
Cocktail
at all.
And all that.
I never got the Beach Boys.
It's a good song. Even though it was overplayed, I still like it.
This is her last overplay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm with you.
Enough already.
They overplayed it the first time they sang it. Really?
Yeah.
They got knocked down. And
I think this is this is a very good overplay list, because these are all songs you would like if you hadn't played them again.
It is a very good list. Very good, Chelsea.
I'm not a big Beach Boys fan, but I get it. I mean, I understand why.
It's a good song. Knocked down.
I just like the ending because they talk about getting drunk, mm-hmm. and the English word for getting drunk is kind of makes us uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So. My dad listened to the show yesterday because it was Carrie and Jen's list.
Oh no!
No dad listening to the show. It's not acceptable. No father. No. Turn it off. Making me nervous. I can't be myself. I can be myself in front of my dad.
You're always yourself in front of your dad.
Yeah.
He would like the show, actually.
Probably. I don't know if he liked it or not.
Because he's goofy like us.
I didn't get a report.
Oh, okay.
All right, so moving on to the sleepers.
Oh. This is pretty.
This is pretty. This is, the artist is called Salvador. Not El Salvador, just Salvador. And the song is called This Is My Life. From the album So Natural.
Take this night and make it something special. And let me be so bold to ask for your ear. Take this place and fill in with your presence. And we will wait for you right here.
She says, I sing this song and mean it. Like I'm praying it, and love how they incorporate the hymn "How Great Thou Art" at 2 minutes 39 seconds.
So she wants you to jump to that.
Okay, I'm still getting a feel for the song. It's beautiful.
No matter the cost, this is my heart. The seeds after you, Lord, help me love. Is mine.
Pretty.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Don't make fun of the song.
I'm not. I love this song.
Then sing my soul.
That was me singing.
This is one of the best,
beautiful
worship songs ever written.
The How Great Thou Art. Mm-hmm. I agree. It's beautiful. This is a beautiful song. It's a beautiful rendition. I got to go back to. I'm sorry, I forgot to read her comments on the tub thumping and the.
Oh yeah.
She said, "I remember liking this song, but after a millionth time, stay down." Don't get up again. Just stay down.
Just stay down. Stop getting up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, moving on. The next sleeper is called All My Heart, and it's by Above the Golden State.
Hmm. Okay.
And it's an album of the same name. Oops. This is what she says about it. I was at a concert recently, and they played part of the opening bands. And they were part of the opening bands. I have been struggling with hope and various issues. I hadn't heard of this band but was pleasantly surprised with their set.
For anything but you, Jesus.
She says when they played this song, it was written for just me to sing.
To give, I give it all to you, Jesus. And every breath I breathe, I'll breathe for you, Jesus. And every word I'll speak for you, Jesus.
Song.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Sarah Groves. It's called When the Saints. She says, I love the images this song brings up. I would love to make a video for this one. I just love me some Sarah Groves. I know some other big Sarah Groves fans, but I like her. I like her. I'm not a huge fan, but I do like. I haven't heard this song. I don't know this song. I may have heard it.
Lord, I have a heavy burden of all I've seen and know. It's more than I can handle. But your word is burning like a fire shut up in my bones. And I can't let it go. And when I'm weary and overwrought with so
cool. All right. Well, I don't find Robert's anywhere. I mean, we've been kind of doing couples mm-hmm. as a thing.
No, Robert. Robert didn't put a list in. That's unlike him.
I know. But and maybe I'm just overlooking it somehow, but I don't see it.
Okay.
So.
Did we do his already?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
Okay. So, anyway. Let's see. Let me look over here in this other list just to make sure.
What other list?
The creepy list.
Oh, yes.
See if it...
He might have mixed.
All right. Enough of that. So we've got... moving on to Heretic Fred.
All righty.
No, I'm sorry. This is Furlathe. It's... Okay. It's under Heretic Fred's username, but it's actually... his wife's list.
Okay.
Okay. So, we can you can guess on the first one here if it's an overplay or a sleeper. It's your you get to guess.
Okay.
You tell me when you know.
Oh boy.
She was interesting. She said, overplayed. There was 3 overplays and 4 more play. Play these more.
The world must come together as one. There are people dying.
You know when this
when it's time to
lend a hand. This came out the year you graduated.
Yeah, when this came out, it was neat. You know, to watch the video mm-hmm. and hear the different voices.
Because that was cool then.
Together.
Mm-hmm. That was neat.
Man, it was so overdone.
Oh.
It's like We Are the World.
I had this song on my list.
Yes, this was on your list.
Near, far, up, down. Brad has a way of ruining songs for people.
Thank you. It's a talent. I only pick on songs that deserve to be ruined.
I see you. I feel you.
Makes me cry every time.
Go on. letting go of him right now. His hand's frozen to her.
Stupid.
Why didn't he climb on the door? They both could have fit on there. It was so stupid.
They could have took turns in the water.
They needed a smaller door if they just wanted her to be on it. It was a huge, like, suite door. They both could have laid on there.
Or they could take turns getting on. And if they'd have both been on there, they'd keep each other warm with their body.
Yeah, they could have rolled up together. This is dumb.
Didn't have any problem making steam in that Model T.
No kidding. They could have fit. But the heart wills go on.
Yeah. Okay. Too bad that song survived.
So I was sitting there in the bar, and this guy came up to me, and he said, "My life stinks." And I saw his gold credit card, and I saw the way that he was looking at people across the room, and I looked at his face, and, you know, quite a good-looking face. And I just said, "Dude, your perspective on life sucks."
I don't know that I know this song.
I don't know that beginning.
It's Mika, M-I-K-A. It's called Blame It on the Girls.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
Like the others on the open shore, what's the matter when you're sitting there with so much more? What's the matter while you're wondering what the hell to be? Are you wishing you were ugly like me? Blame it on the girls who know what to do. Blame it on the boys who keep hitting on you. Blame it on your mother for the things she said.
They picked one from each decade, so this one must be from the last decade. The aughts.
I have never heard that song.
That's how hip
First time.
That's how hip we are.
Yep.
That's somebody's overplayed and we never heard of it.
Mm-mm.
All right, let's get on to the sleepers.
Uh-huh.
This is some kind of electrical short. This is God Done Good. God Done Good.
Are those bagpipes?
I don't know. I think so. And it's by Celie Rain. And off the album Erasers on Pencils. Genius album name. I think that's an electrical short.
Really?
Yeah, I think they got something wrong with their equipment. Yeah, something wrong with their equipment.
Met her on a Sunday, third day of May. Tried not to show her. I was swept away by a giddy girlish laughter, long raven hair. And the way that she fell in seemed to care. And I love and admire her still to this day. So I have to say, if I could, God done good. God done good. Yeah, God done good.
Yeah, I'm sort of anti-bagpipe, you know? Just...
Now that was, stand I
that
take.
That was a good song. A Celie Rain. Never heard of it. This one is called Spanish Lady.
Inquisition.
No, not the Spanish Inquisition. Oh. Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition.
No.
As I came down through Dublin City at the hour of 12.
Yeah, that was interesting. So that's called Spanish Lady by Celtic Woman.
Brad can't handle that kind of music.
That's a sleeper that definitely needs to be played more on Furlay's player because she thinks that could never be heard enough.
Whenever like the Celtic dancers would get on and do their little clog dancing, yeah. He'd run away.
I would love to have a video game of clog dancing or Lord of the River, whatever it was called. I would love to have a video game where they just up there doing
River
that.
Dance and Lord of the Dance.
Yeah, and I'm up there shooting them with a shotgun, you know, like zombies. You know, like the zombie games. That would be awesome. I would pay money for that game. Somebody write that app. I'm sorry, I'm talking over her beautiful song. This is called The Blessing. This is also by Celtic Woman. It's called A New Journey.
I think it's Celtic.
Album, New Journey. This one's beautiful.
This is pretty.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
As you lie in slumber deep, my blessing goes with you.
Beautiful. Awesome.
This is my prayer
So she likes Irish music or Celtic
apparently
music.
Apparently so. Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful. I like that. It's nice. And the last one on her list is I like it when they send four because then I can pick one to make fun of.
Oh, okay.
But I already did that. This one is Runaway Live. Oh, no. Runaway. This is a live version.
Evidently. Oh.
And is it going to play? Please play for me.
She knows.
And it's by The Coors.
All right.
They're also a Irish
yes.
band.
Mm-hmm. But they're well known.
Say it's true. There's nothing like.
Well, they're more mainstream, yes.
I'm not alone. They tell me you feel it too. And I would run away. I would run away. Yeah, yeah. I would run away. I would run away with you. Because I am a fool in love.
All right. So there you have that. That's a good sampling of Runaway by The Coors. And a good collection of Celtic music, if you're into that, by Ferlaith.
Thank you, Ferlaith. That was very good.
That was very good. Let's go to Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Oh, no, he didn't send me the list.
Aww.
He just sent me a list.
Can't.
You can't just send me a list. You have to send me a list.
He gave you a list
a
of songs.
Playlist. Yes.
What were they?
But they're just like songs I like. Are you not paying attention? I don't have a list of overplays.
Okay.
Okay. So he has DC-10 by Audio Adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
SUV by Mim Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Terminus Eldorado by Ted Nugent. That'll be interesting.
Oh, boy.
And I sent Mrs. Holy Roller by... Oh, yeah, we played that. Mrs. Holy Roller by Will Smith. Yeah, we played that. So there you go. There's Ken's list from Hawaii.
You
Those
know,
are his sleepers.
You know what I would like to take out the show with today?
What? Take off the show.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'd like to leave. So I started my day with that.
Yes.
And it's, you know what? I've decided that I can't ever go to the gym with that song on my iPod because... I start to dance on the treadmill like a weirdo, and it just doesn't work with running. When I'm running, I'm going to fall off the treadmill. I'm clapping. I'm going, hoo, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, well, this isn't about songs we like. This is about...
I said when we go out.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say right now. I said when we go out of the show.
All right, this is a good list. Okay, we have Dave Bush,
who
followed the rules.
He did.
Supposedly.
All right, we shall see.
Then we shall see. We will be the judge of that.
Yes,
Mr.
we will.
Dave. And from Nebraska.
Yes.
And he says the first three are awesome, but radio killed them.
Oh.
And the...
Radio killed them.
Radio killed the awesome songs.
Mm-hmm.
The last three are good songs, but never get any radio time. Get any radio time. And that is
Bop Hansen.
Yes, that is the most underrated band ever in pop rock music. And yes, that is Mbop. And I'm not going to play the chorus because it ruins the song.
Yeah.
Not because it's a bad chorus. It's actually a good chorus. Mm-hmm.
It's a good song, but just like they said, radio killed it.
So the solution is to play the song without playing the
chorus.
Chorus. All right. So the next song, which is good job there. I like that one. Approve of that. Mm-hmm. Very much. I don't know this. I wouldn't know that I would agree with him that this is a good song.
That it started out good and got overplayed.
Yeah.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign.
Yeah.
There's a honky tonk.
Really?
Near the county line.
But see, I've never got this group. I've never been a Brooks and Dunn fan. I can't say that I like any of their songs.
Was that the concert Debbie went to? Because they're retiring?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're retiring.
She didn't like them either, but she liked everybody else who was there.
I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door.
If I was at a country bar and they played this, I'd probably enjoy it.
Really?
Because it's country music live. And country music live, somebody was covering it or something, I would enjoy it. Because it's fun. When you're in the bar and you're dancing, it's fun. Because you put aside the goofiness of the song. But to me, listening to it, it's annoying.
I don't like this kind of country.
I know you don't.
I don't like the watermelon crawl. I don't like the boot scoot boogie. I don't like swinging on the front porch.
He's not a line dance kind of guy.
Anything you can line dance to, I'm out.
Yep.
I like Amarillo by Morning. That's a country and western song. Yeah. I never got Brooks and Dunn. I know a lot of people did.
I know.
I know they sold a gazillion, trillion, billion, mm-hmm. billion, zillion records.
We do like Brad Paisley and Kenny Chesney when they're funny.
Yeah.
I'll give them that with this.
I'm not going to beat you up too hard on that one. Depends on which version this is. I'm interested to see which version this is.
This is like a line dance.
True. I do have good memories of this song, dancing with Helen at the father-daughter dance.
When I dance, they call me Magdalena.
What is this? Who are these people? Where are the old men? There should be old men singing.
They sing the chorus. Like I said, there were 4 different versions of this song.
Oh, they're there. Magdalena.
Anyway, so there you go. All right. So now these are the sleepers.
All righty.
Sleepers. I actually know one of his sleepers. His sleepers. This is the first. I think this is one of the first ones I've actually known. This isn't it, though. This is Goldie's Last Day by PFR.
Okay. Is that a harp?
I think that is a harp. Not a big harp fan.
You're having problems.
Harps and bagpipes.
Harps and bagpipes. Yeah. Never mix. That's a keyboard.
Meh. You know, meh is the new eh. And actually, meh is actually old now. It's actually bleh. you used to have eh. Then you went
eh?
To... Yeah, and then it was meh. And now it's bleh. Like a
brother or sister. Whatever, I'm still with eh.
You're old school.
I've learned.
Hold on, let's listen. Never a choice, we just barked out commands. Very Beatles, Beatlesque.
Mm-hmm. Stop licking my hands. Those days are gone now. I wish Goldie could come out and play. Goldie's last day. Last day, if a picture paints a thousand words, there's nothing left.
Wow, that's good.
Kind of fun.
Very,
like
very
that.
Beatles. Very, mm-hmm. very Beatles. This is the song I knew.
I know this song.
I know this song. Because I've played it a gazillion times. Mm-hmm. This whole album is excellent, by the way. This is Plum.
Mm-hmm.
This is the name of the song is Send Angels. I like God-shaped hole. That's another good one. Phobic. I think Phobic is my favorite off this album. Yeah.
I don't know the names of the songs. I just listen to them.
Why do you have your head in your hand?
I'm just listening. Oh.
I thought you were crying over there.
He felt alone and aging and kind. He knew there was trouble with this one side. So to feel young, he did what he felt best.
There you go. That's Plum with Send Angels. Very good song. This one sounds familiar too, but I may not.
Live and die, maybe not. With what Mary did.
Is this Rockapella or something?
Go Fish.
Such like that?
Go Fish. Everyone else is too. What Mary didn't know. I think I've heard this song done by somebody else.
From mother's point of view.
Yeah, that pretty much sucks.
There's a niche
what?
For that kind of music.
Uh-huh.
And it should be sung on Sunday nights at church.
With the old people.
Yeah.
Ouch. Sorry, Dave. Hey, you can't win them all.
No.
We like 2 out of 3 of your sleepers.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That is good. Awesome. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying it has a place.
And 1 out of 3.
And it's in church. Southern Baptist yeah. church.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Are you going to go out with my song?
Is your boot scooting capital of the world. And we appreciate you coming by to boot scoot with us and eat some watermelon. And what are we going to do to watermelon stomp?
The watermelon stomp. Mm. We had a big, long conversation about Gallagher and the necessity really? Of all the fruit bashing.
You did.
We did. And that we didn't get it. We understood the point of it, but the necessity of the poor helpless fruit being smashed by the Sledge-O-Matic.
That wasn't really my concern. My concern was, why was it funny?
Yeah, well, exactly. Was it funny? Is that funny to watch watermelon fly all over and get everybody dirty?
Just didn't get it.
It just makes a mess. You know what? It just makes a mess. And then somebody has to clean that. Somebody is stuck cleaning up that whole big mess. And why did you want to sit in the front row so that you could like wear a poncho and
but then
not
shtick,
get smashed?
But then his shtick took over his comedy.
I thought that it wasn't funny anymore.
Everybody was just waiting for him to get the hammer.
That's not funny.
Everybody's just waiting for him to get the hammer. He's going to get the hammer now. You know, he had a big... He was actually a pretty funny comedian, but it was... Is he getting a hammer now? Oh. That's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Too bad. So sad.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got today.
That's all we got? Okay. Alrighty then.
Later, folks.
Vamos con Dios.
This will get umbop out of your head.
Might sprain your ankle on the treadmill.
Rock and roll or also, it don't matter. Disco, calypso, it don't matter. Super tie, tie, die, it don't matter. Snake skin, Timberland, it don't matter. Tight fade, a long braid, it don't matter. Redhead, brunette, it don't matter. Break dance, slam dance, it don't matter. Do the jerk until it hurts, I'm telling you.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Everybody!
Vamos con Dios!